This is Eric Vernon.
And Kevin Baldwin.
From Baldwin and Vernon. Kevin, you know, as we were talking about podcast subjects last weekend, our staff suggested that you and I would be particularly adept at talking about age discrimination.
Well, that was mighty nice of him. I think the reason is because we're in what's called the suspect classification.
And the fact that they pointed it out that way might actually be some evidence
of age discrimination. Now, what it is actually age discrimination. You become protected from age discrimination at the age of 40, not before. So once you reach the age of 40, then you have certain protections under the law that you cannot be treated differently at work based on your age.
You know, do people realize right off the bat usually that they're being discriminated against based on their age?
No. In fact, I liken this to, like, they always talk about a frog in a pot of water. And the frog, as it heats up over time, the frog doesn't even know it's being boiled. But you throw a frog into a boiling vat of water, it'll just jump right out. And the reasoning is the same here. Most people don't understand what's happening to them, that this is what's happening. Things start to change at work. Maybe they get the new boss. Maybe a younger boss, or they're going to change the way work is done now. All of a sudden, the guy who's worked there, or woman that's worked there for a number of years, all of a sudden they find that their duties have changed, their responsibilities have changed, their job designation has changed, and the requirements have changed. I think we see a lot of that. Like, what are some of the things that you've seen in the cases we've handled?
Well, and you know, rarely do people come right out and say, you're too old, I'm firing you anymore. And so we have to look for evidence, circumstantial evidence of their motive. And it tends to be stuff, sometimes it's kind of obvious, like sometimes people will actually make comments. Sometimes bosses will say, seems like you're moving a little slow today, Kevin. Or
I think, Eric, I think it's time we get some new blood here at the company.
Or, Kevin, have you given serious consideration to retiring?
Don't you want to spend more time with your grandkids?
Yeah, and people actually say that kind of things. And those kind of comments, although all by themselves are not enough to make a lawsuit, they can be evidence of what is going on in an employer's or a supervisor's mind when they start treating you different. You know, we see employees that have worked for the same employer for 5-6 years and have always gotten, you know, sevens on their employment evaluation, and then on their annual evaluation when they turn 55 or 56, all of a sudden, they're getting threes or twos, and nothing has changed, really.
Except their age. And sometimes it's even more than that. We've had situations where men and women have worked at a company 25 years. And I had one where a gentleman worked at a company for 25 years, and he had a younger subordinate, an assistant to him that he had trained. The assistant was 35 years of age. All of a sudden, when my client turned 60, for some reason, he became the guy who didn't know how to do the job he'd been doing for 25 years. And they treated him like that. He was getting written up, and all of a sudden, they had a higher level of scrutiny on him, everything he did. And what they were trying to do was build a file to get rid of him. In those situations, you're looking at 25 years. Here's the crazy thing. 25 years, he had fantastic evaluations. Every year, he was never needs improvement. He was never written up. He was never late. He was never tardy. He never did a no-call, no-show. He's one of those guys that hardly exist anymore. One of those guys who is actually dedicated to the company and then expected the company to be loyal and dedicated to him. But is that always the case, Eric?
No, it's rarely the case. And, you know, there's a number of different reasons why companies do this. Like Kevin pointed out, lots of times, and this is fairly typical, when a young manager comes in, a young 35-year-old go-get-em manager comes in and all of a sudden is dealing with an older employee who's been there forever and is smarter and knows more and knows how things work, and the younger employee thinks that the older employee is old and in the way or being insubordinate, or they just don't like having to deal with an older person that has been there longer. Which, funny thing, I haven't been in the military. I mean, I was that guy. I was the young supervisor, the 22-year-old ensign working with a bunch of 40-year-old, which at the time when I was only 22, that seemed kind of old, but the 40-year-old chiefs. And, you know, a good supervisor learns how to work with them and how to respect them and give them their due deference. But there's a lot of not good supervisors. Young kids come out and just want to get rid of all the old people because they're in the way.
Well, and a lot of them think that, oh, well, you know, I want to implement these new ideas, and he's saying no, and I think it should be done this way. A lot of times what that new manager does not understand is that the way it has been tried before. And maybe the older manager is saying, well, look, sir, we could do it that way, but, you know, we tried that in the past, and this is what we ran into. And instead of the younger manager saying, oh, you ran into that? Well, how do we address those issues? All they hear is, I don't want to do it that way. They're not taking the benefit of the wisdom and experience that employee will bring. But one of the other things we run into sometimes is the cost of the older employee. And it's twofold. There's two things that go on there. Number one might be the wage that they make. A lot of times the older employees, they make a lot more money, don't they, Aaron?
That's right, because they've been there longer.
And unfortunately, in those situations, they'll say, look, this guy makes $30 an hour. But I got this 30-year-old guy who I can pay $17 an hour to. That's a big savings. So I'm just going to get rid of that guy and keep him and say it's because, well, we're cutting costs. Well, the problem with that is this. The law says that if they don't give that older employee the opportunity to take a reduced wage, then that itself can be evidence of age discrimination. Now, unfortunately, in that situation, I know a lot of older employees who are making $30 an hour, and if the boss says, we're going to cut you down to $17 an hour, they're not going to take it anyway. So if they quit in that situation, it may or may not be age discrimination. We'd have to have additional evidence. But in those situations, if they just do it without giving you the opportunity to take less, that itself is indicia of age discrimination.
We've also actually had cases where employers say out loud, you know, their business plan is we want to attract a younger crowd. We want to appeal to the millennials. And then they carry that over into their employment decisions, and they assume. We even had a case where a teacher was accused of not being able to relate to and connect to the students because she was just too old, and that's discrimination, because you know what, we can still relate.
We can still relate. Now, I talked earlier about income, but the second thing that a lot of the employers are looking at are the benefit packages. And I'm not talking about just the benefit packages of your retirement package. I'm talking about the cost of medical care, because a lot of employers have medical plans where the people are on the employer's medical benefits plan. Unfortunately, a lot of times when employees get older, they also have health concerns. And we've seen that in the past too, where suddenly an individual gets older, maybe they have thrombosis, or maybe they have something else that requires medication, hospital visits. And a lot of times employers think to themselves, you know, they'll look at you like a cog in a machine. And what they see is the cog is wearing down. And so it's time to replace the cog in the machine. And the reason they know that is because you're taking more time off, you have more health concerns, and it's driving up their health care costs. And if they do that, that's illegal.
And right, fortunately for you, that is against the law. What about RIFs?
Ah, the reduction in force, RIF, RIF. Now, RIFs are very interesting because the law says if you're going to get rid of a lot of people in a company, that they actually have to post out the ages of the individuals, what positions they hold, their ages, and sometimes how long they've been in the company, and whether or not that position is being retained or not. So a lot of times if there is a RIF, they'll go to you. If you're the employee getting RIFed, getting let go because of reduction in force, they will hand you a packet. And in that packet will be the statistics of all the people who are being retained and all the people who are being let go. Now, sometimes employers think, well, that's an automatic give me. I got that since I'm willing to give this up front. Age has nothing to do with it. But that's when we have to look at, okay, who is in the RIF? You know, who is being gotten rid of? If I look at it and statistically, it's predominantly people over the age of 50, that's going to be a problem because that could be indicia of age discrimination.
And for what it's worth, some companies, lots of companies, I think, they make up a rationale, one, because they have to, and two, because they're like insurance companies and they assume that 90% of the people are just going to accept their rationale and move on. But, you know, when they say we're going to have a reduction in force and that's 2 60-year-olds are fired, take a look at it and because that would be evidence of discrimination based on age.
One of the things that we generally find is, I've been doing this for 22 years, I have never had an employer show up at the EEOC or else and go, yep, we did it. Oh, you caught us. Oh, we're sorry. Yeah, we violated the law. They never do that. No matter how egregious the evidence is, no matter what you have in the way of evidence or statements you might have, they will always deny that it was a violation of the law. And the reason they do that is because they know that we have to prove the case. And they do not want to pay you the money that they owe you for violating your rights under the law. And what they owe you is back pay, front pay, lost benefits, and emotional distress damages. In addition, if we actually go to trial, we can ask the judge to order them to put you back to work. That's something only a judge can do, but you have to win your case to get there.
Do you have anything else to say to the folks about age discrimination?
Just that once you start to realize it, start making notes. If you see that they're making age comments to you, write it in a calendar at home. Don't keep it on a work computer and don't keep your calendar at work because they could take it from you or they could prevent you from retaining it. So do it at home. Do it on something that you own, either electronic device or a paper calendar. Write down the things that you observe. Like, they got this new machinery. Here's a case that we had. They got all this new machinery in from Germany. And the new machinery was replacing the old machinery. Well, our client, who'd worked there almost 30 years, worked on the old machinery. He knew about the old machinery. They were getting the new machinery in, and the guy who was under him, his subordinate, they went ahead and they sent the subordinate to Germany. They sent him to Germany. They let him train up on the machinery in Germany and be back when it was being put in. Well, when it was our client's time to go to Germany to be trained, to be able to work on that same new machinery, since they were changing it all out at the company, suddenly they decided, no, we don't want to invest in your training. He was 60 years old, and they were essentially telling him that, like the old machinery, he was gone. In that situation, he got let go, he came and got a lawyer, and we had to fight for him. And in those situations, it's difficult, because I saw a man who was proud. You'll remember him. He was a proud man. He didn't think this would happen to him. This was not his American dream. In this situation, he couldn't believe he was being treated this way. He'd come home early from vacations. He worked on holidays. He stayed long hours. He did everything they ever asked of him. And the only thing he expected in return was loyalty. And that's the one thing he did not get. And so he was surprised and he was hurt, very hurt by what they had chosen to do to him. In that situation, Eric and I had to work with him. Eric and I had to get him to see, okay, this is what our case is. But what we can't do is make the world right for you. You know, you are 60 years old. I can't give you back the 30 years or 25 years that you worked at the company. I can't do that. You know, all I can do is help you move forward. Did we get him a recovery? We did. We didn't have to go to trial. We got enough significant evidence where we could settle it for him. But even in that situation, while he accepted and moved on, he never really got past it. And a lot of folks, you'll see that in your parents or your loved ones. If you've seen him go through that, you know how hard it can be. So if you see a family member going through that, or you yourself are going through it, reach out. Contact our office or another employment attorney. Let us help you through this. Let us work with you. Let us stand up for your rights.
Give us a call, Baldwin and Vernon.
This is Kevin Baldwin.
Eric Vernon.
Look forward to seeing you next time.